Trypophobia and Ars Poetica. To soothe a backache, my ex would dip a silver quarter in camphor, pull it across my shoulders until the skin bruised in stinging streaks. Scraping wind, she called it. I remembered the ritual when I fleshed a boy goat's hide, scraping fat off the creature's warm skin, hung across a log, surrounded by a flock of human hands, with hooked knives digging at it before sinews went stiff in the winter wind. I took my blade to it, felt my own back hum with memories of its purpled plumes of burst blood vessels. It's hard to prepare a hide for salting without tearing a few holes in it. Someone has a name for the irrational fear of holes, estimating 16% of us have it. Certainly this population excludes cephalopod specialists, treasuring the soft, numerous suckers of squids. Or the architecture scholar who did her dissertation on windows, or any child who has spent an afternoon amputating seeds from the cartilage of a pomegranate, whose red hands traced the cratered husk before devouring the pile of rubies. I think I may have the opposite phobia, the irrational suspicion of wholeness. I am bewildered by rituals, texts, artifacts. How in the hell does anything make it here whole? Holy, my grandmother said, tugging the ratty wool socks slipping off my tiny toes. This is the first joke I can remember. Maybe that makes it the first poem. All I need to know now is that every animal has the exact right amount of brain required to tan its own hide.